This is Day to Day. Coming up, are there 1 million ounces of gold still left in an old mine in California? I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. First, we just can't wait to get on the road again. We're exploring the impact of America's interstate highway system. There's a reason for that. The legislation that created the nation's transportation web was signed 50 years ago this week. The interstates have had a profound effect on our culture, everything from where we live to what we eat. Day-to-day Steve Proffitt has these thoughts on how the high-speed highways shaped the music we listen to.
Mobility, the need to move on down the road, is a critical strand in America's DNA. So it's not surprising that in the automotive age, our urge to amble is romanticized again and again in our popular music.
As I was motivating over the hill, I saw Maybelline in a coupe de ville.
When the Interstate Highway Bill was signed in 1956, the nation's radios were hopping with the new sound of rock and roll. And although that phrase, rock and roll, was a blues reference with a sexual connotation, there were plenty of examples of early rockin' and rollin' down the highway.
Mustang Sally.
In the early 60s, as the interstate highways began to appear across the nation and the motorized culture really took root, muscle cars and motorbikes became central characters in hit songs. The rise of the girl groups led to hits like Leader of the Pack, a melodrama about the alpha male in a motorcycle gang. While the Beach Boys, when they weren't singing about surfing or girls, sang about cars with lots of gearhead detail.
She's got a competition close with the four on the floor, and she purrs like a kitten till the lake pipes roar.
The British invasion led by the Beatles in 1964 pushed groups like the Beach Boys and car songs in general off the charts.
Oh, yeah.
But it wasn't long before American bands like the Grateful Dead and Steppenwolf brought back the road music.
Head out on the highway.
It was during this period in the late 1960s that the writer Joan Didion published her influential novel about California and life among the freeways. It was called Play It As It Lays. To understand what was going on, she wrote, it's perhaps necessary to have participated in the freeway experience, which is the only secular communion Los Angeles has. Actual participation requires a total surrender, a concentration so intense as to seem a kind of narcosis, a rapture of the freeway. The mind goes clean, the rhythms take over.
They paved paradise, put up a parking lot.
Of course, not everyone and not every singer-songwriter was happy with the new concrete nation. But as rock music refined itself again and again through the 1970s and 80s, road themes continued as a motif for songwriters as disparate as Bruce Springsteen.
The highway's jammed with broken heroes, on a last chance power drive.
And the Buzzcocks.
I hate Buzzcocks.
Now, at this point in our story, fans of country music may be wondering, hey, what about us and our music? Well, it seems to go without saying that country music could scarcely exist without semis, pickups, and white line fever.
Guess I'll die with this fever in my soul.
Still, when one looks at the pantheon of rock, pop, and country songs that celebrate the open road, there is precious little to be found about the actual joys of the interstate highway system. There aren't any hit songs about my baby breaking my heart out on exit 39. No, most of the tunes about moving down the road call to mind a nostalgic Route 66-style two-lane blacktop rather than an impersonal, if efficient, eight-lane superhighway.
On the road again.
But the fact is, the road that Willie Nelson actually motors down on the way to his next gig probably isn't a quaint, tree-lined country byway. Like the rest of us, Willie is most likely traveling on a highly engineered roadway with controlled access, steel-reinforced overpasses, and a highway number preceded by an I. Steve Proffitt, NPR News.
I can't wait to get on the road again.
tomorrow? Have we simply outgrown the highway system? What does the future hold? Plus, if you want to catch the other parts of our highway series or view an interactive map showing how the system has grown over the decades, there is that and more at our website. Just go to npr.org.